beginning current daf and settles my current daf as well. Beginning with basic and tosefta master beginning with the glove, but chitz bechlatzicha, and bathing is included in anointing. Which tosefta bothers and tema. It's a wonder. The boy imam would chitz. So instead of asking what's Allah regarding chitz, my boy imam besicha. Why don't you ask what's the question regarding anointing? Because anyways, chitz bechlatzicha. Then you could do two questions in one. Why go to the secondary if you can go to the source? Next tosefta master beginning with the gemara loy ashar. It's going on the rest. I mean, it's two different masculines with the same words. At this point of the Gemara, wants to be a raya that Amnud is us do malacha. The fact that after it says that it's us do malacha with Tainan Sibra, it says, and also you find this by Menud of Oval. So you see that Menud of Mitzari also are like an Oval that's forbidden to malacha. The Gemara says, no, that this that says that you find Menud of Oval is going on the other halachas that's regarding Tainan Sibra, but not regarding this halacha that it's going on Issa malacha. So Taisa explains, because the Mari Hasim is talking about, but they were saying Perikam of the Tainan Sibra at the end of the first Perikam Tainan Sibra, you give them the Aleph. That this time Tainan Sibra is forbidden, b'ne'ilas sandal, wearing shoes, b'asis malacha, doing work. And that's what they were saying, b'asis malacha, like, it's not going in that of doing work. The hamanud shor malacha, I could say someone in need is permitted to do work. B'ne'ilas sandal is going that of wearing shoes. Now, say Perikam of the Tainan Sibra, Masik Hilchasa, the end of the first Perikam Tainan Sibra, comes out la'alacha, that an oval is also b'mecham de b'mitzayim. That a mourner is forbidden to wash himself with hot and cold. But to wash his hands, his face, and his feet, hot water is forbidden, the cold water is permitted. And to anoint himself, even a little bit is going to be forbidden. Now, in the Tosfos of the Rav, he has the following difficulty regarding this, that these mourners permitted to wash his hands, face, and feet with cold water. Why is it different than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim? That is not allowed to wash, even cold, even by the fingers. Can mash perk basal human like it sounds like last perk and human divine chasm and alf. Yet a mavila met back of the whole, you could bring him a shmata that was wet and that rag got dried up. Now, but Tavayim, Masich, and Avki, but both of them, the prohibitions of both the oval and Tishba B'Yom Kippurim learned out from anointing. Avela, as we find with Al Tasuchi Shemen, don't anoint with oil. And Yom Kippurim, Besach Lesach, they posik in the nail. Of Shemen Hashbam, the Lafim, Askon, and Masch, and Perkam, and Tain is according to the conclusion that Big Mor comes out at the first Perkam, and Tain is double mutalichat pon yibirag b'tain. Here he actually says, yeah, since the mourner, the Gemar concludes, is permitted to wash hands, face, and feet. Who I didn't, Tishba B'Yom Kippurim says, yeah, you're right, the same would be, Tishba B'Yom Kippurim, they would be permitted. But tame, it's a wonder. Amaylo Maisi B'Sugyan, the Tain is Eidim and Pachas. Why doesn't it bring up within that Sugya that they would only have this moist rag? Well, something from there, you could see that it is forbidden to dip your fingers into water. Why didn't they bring that over there? So B'Shem Rebbein Tamashmat, he says, actually, Nimer Ben Tamai heard, Shal Yo'isir Lichot Klal B'Tesba Av V'Yamikurim. It's not true. He actually said, it's forbidden on Tishba V'Yamikurim to wash at all. Chutz Miyad V'Shachas, except your hands in the morning. The Chashul, because that's considered Kamei Melechokas B'Tibetzayah, like as if it got dirty with mud and excrement. Chol V'Ein Yechaliga B'Pib V'Einav, since you can't touch your mouth and your eyes, Mashem Basmach, because of this the demonic spirit of Basmelech. So therefore we have this Machlekes, Allah Halacha, if it is similar to Abel, that you're permitted to be Reichet Pani Magav, or not, and it's forbidden. Good next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Loi, no, it's going Ashar on the rest. So here, it's where the Gemara wants to discuss regarding a Menuda that is forbidden to wear shoes. Because again, like the previous price that we brought, the Gemara says, no, it's not going on wearing shoes, where Perish, Taisa explains, it's Loi Kalm, it's not necessarily going on the wearing shoes part, El Rechit on the rest, on that of bathing. Now, didn't we just say before that it's not going on bathing, it's going on it's not going on this or going on shoes? They say no. Each one you could say it's not going this, not going this, because that's his malach lekoi. We said it's not going to work either. It could be shalel. Now, but then says, "Tell me, we're going to say why doesn't the Gemara resolve this question from the Gemara b'mitzvah in the Testament base where kodesh begad the torah's garments of a chalat manelah when they took over shoes? So you see clearly that someone who's a nidui can't wear shoes. Yeshem says what you can say is the Shema Yimachmalas. Either maybe he was stringent on himself. Maybe he's in doubt regarding this Lacha Kech Mesabgulan, just like we're in doubt, so we can't bring a riot definitively from his conduct. Tinek says not to begin with the Gemara, but Shem Shemit to say it. And although they were Nud in the Midbar, they had marital intimacy, which Taisa points out. You tell me in the Midbar they had Nidui, and you want to bring riot is what they did. So B'chalhani Dil El, so why all those other questions we had previously, the Maisim Yamid, but why didn't they bring the proof from the people in the Midbar? Because they don't know what their conduct was regarding all those other questions. This question was obvious to us. That the Bishoah had marital intimacy. Because they had children throughout the times of the book. So obviously they had marital intimacy. And so too shortly where the Gemara is going to bring regarding if they send their kabbonis, maybe you could prove in the Pesukim that obviously they did. And then the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Mnud in the Midbar. To begin with, the Gemara says the Pasuk has to sit out of his oil. Pirush, that's been Mesefare, that's on the days when he's counting, when he went from his Tumah to his Tahara. But a mechalut, but regarding his confirmed matara status, pligabal el, that's a machalikas that the Gemara brought previous on the Zayin and Beis, which says, we find this similar that we say that there's a discrepancy, it's not in totality. We find abal asla nech tfon, the mourners forbidden to wear tfon. Now, v'lai v'chol yimei evli kamen, it's not really all the days of the morning, eliyah merishim b'lai v'shein nikol gaman, rather it's only for day one and day two, as Gemara does later on, v'chol v'alab m'raf, that only the first 2 days are forbidden to wear tfon. So here's about regarding the Isser of marital intimacy, although we say a blanket statement, but it's not all the days, it's only in some of them, as we say regarding the Beis Safari, but not necessarily regarding the rest. Now, Pesach Bukhar interest, Rashi explains, what's Achir Torasai? The B'tumas Mesad is talking about when someone has the tumma of a dead person, where after he purifies him 7 days, he's counting. Now, Zayin Yamim, when it says 7 days in the Pasuk, Shavas Yamim, that's Yimei HaZa'asa. That's where he's still tummy. He's not coming to the Beis HaMikdash until he sprays himself during those 7 days from the Thomas Mess. Now, when it says in the Pasuk, Yisperu Levi, count for him, what is that? I read Bimei Sfida is talking about something else. Talking about the days of the counting of the Mitzvah. It's like it's teaching us some other halacha. In other words, just like it's forbidden for a tummy to go into the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Issa is by Mitzvah, and during his 7 days of purification, he's not going to the Beis HaMikdash. And just like tummy Mace, the day of tummy accounts for the seven, so tummy Mitzvah. But it's a talk about the Ben Halacha. I mean, the pasuk continues to be in Ba'ayai when he comes to the holy, to the inner courtyard to do his Avodah. That's La Avodah. That's for something else. That's Yobi Kohen Hedyu, the Sirius Eifa. That's telling us that the regular Kohen, when he's starting his Avodah, he has to bring the tenth of an Eifa. And when the pasuk says B'chattasai, when it says Chattasai, that's actually to Mechitui B'kedushasai L'Avodah. It's like a purification and a holiness for the Avodah. So as Tosfos says, Mili Mili Kohen, it's actually saying different independent statements from these words in the pasuk. But Tosfos says, now B'kasha, he has a difficulty on this interpretation. He says, Milo Mefarishlei, why didn't the Rash explain the pasuk about the day that he comes to the Kodesh, that he should be makriv, B'Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol also has to bring every single day a Nasir Seif. Because there's so much you can say is Mishon, the B'Kohen Hedya Ayah, because the Pasuk is talking about a regular Kohen. Because the Chassid says in the Pasuk, B'Kim La'Avalim, that he's not with time himself to Mason only to the father and mother, to his relatives, the high priest is not with time with his father and mother. And the Yichlim, it does not please to say, because I mean, Kedush, like the Mordechai Kedush, the Ma'achas, on base, the Rishi B'Kohen Gadol, at the beginning of the Pasuk, talking about Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Hedya, no. Prefer if he's to my Kohen Hedyu, the whole Pasuk to my Kohen Hedyu. Very moreover, it'll have a Kamash on media, but to my Kohen Gadol wouldn't be telling us anything. Because the Kohen Gadol every day brings. Abba Kohen Hedyu, but a regular Kohen, B'yam Chinuchai, regarding the day of his inauguration, in a Sidra Kurabbefesh, doesn't say when the Pasuk is explicitly, and therefore it's a Chiddush, and therefore he would rather say it's to my Kohen Hedyu. But since this me question, but what's difficult does is keeping the Milik Siv sins according to Rashi. You tell me each are independent halachas. You tell me that it's teaching us regarding the one who's Tamei and the Mitzari that's forbidden to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And you tell me it's talking about a different halacha of a coin that's starting to avoid that to bring a mencha. So, Reb Shimon, he expounds from the later pasuk that whoever's forbidden to come in doesn't bring his karbanas. Now, this halacha is said by all those who are forbidden to come to the Beis HaMikdash. For example, or Alana Tamei. So the question is, am I Reb Shimon? Why is Reb Shimon saying, before you, Makrib, when he comes, he's giving the karban. Bizman, Shiro, Lepia, that he could only bring it when he's fit to come in. Bakasha says to us, the Perek Tama Nishchad, I'm talking about some days, I'm going to have to come in, and I'm going to tell the Kalas Bacham, all Karbanas, Arul Batame, Mishachin Karbanasim, they send the Karbanas. So how could you say over here, according to B'Shimon, if you can't come in, you can't send, but Arul Tame, and after they come, and still we see they could bring the Karbanas. But more of the Ochanami Lamashma, here also actually doesn't sound like the idea of Mitzayr, only sounds like it's talking about Mitzayr. Why? Because I hold the way Mitzrayim Mao, Sheyeshalach Karbanis and Maisla. It's being brought regarding the question of does Mitzrayim send his Karbanis? And that's where we're bringing this Pasuk. So you see, the Gemara holds that this Pasuk is only for the Mitzrayim that he can bring his Karbanis. Not from all those that are not fit to come in. So how could you even say whoever's not fit to come in can't send his Karbanis where it's only going on Mitzrayim? So, therefore, the text of Nerulay, it appears to me, Rabbi Shimon, you're right. Lafuki Mitzrayim, so it's coming to exclude the Mitzrayim. The Rabbi Yehuda Dash, Rabbi Yehuda expands, begin by him, the day that he comes, be him shem schant l'avayda, the day that is inaugurated for this, for the avayda. Rabbi Shimon Muki l'avay b'yoyim, the Koyad L'el. Shimon saying that Babylon is going on what it says before, the Adi B'Mitzayah, where the Pasuk is talking about the Mitzayah that's not coming to the base in English. But the Adi Midi B'Asir Seif, right, it's not to mind anything regarding a Koyin bringing the Asir Seif. But the Mitzayah, the Adi B'Kor, is coming to say that when it talks about the Mitzayah in the Pasuk, Kishitar, becomes Lazar, when he can purify himself and come to the Azara, that's after the days that he counts Oh, Yaakov Chatos, Shaka Badaisa, then he brings his Chatos, or his other Karbonis. But before he's Matarim Salim, he's permitted to come into the Bismarck, then he cannot bring his Karbonis. So we're really answering the two questions Taisa asked. This is him, Sakam, the Earl, and Tommy could send the Karbonis. Not difficult because Reb Shimon's only talking about Mitzayra, and not by all those of Abedin. And therefore, the other question Taisa asked that sounds like we're only talking about Mitzayra is right. We're only talking about Mitzayra. Now Taisa comes to explain in another way the contradiction from this that we say that Tommy could send his Karbonis to Reb Shimon over here that says if you can't come in, you cannot send your Karbonis. He says, but Taisa Pirish. And Taisa explains, the Arul and Tomei is also Karbon the same. This is why we say the Arul and the Tomei can send the Karbon is the Tomei Sheretz. Specifically, like a Tomei from a Sheretz. V'loi b'tomei gufa, but not a Tomei that's coming out of a person's body, which is more severe, more stringent. Now, since Ras is a Tomei that comes out of a person's body, so then he cannot send his Karbonis. This is his Tomei could send his Tomei, like a Tomei that's not coming out of his body. Now, Mehikshal, they ask him this, Mahodah min Megillah per kama. The Gemara in the Megillah in the first part of the Chazam Adav says, Mizayvoi, which teaches us, when he purifies from the Zav, v'loi min Nigoi. Meaning, even though he still has a negative tzaras, but he could still go ahead and he could purify himself from his ziva, even though he's not purified from his negative tzaras. No, mashma sadly. Dimitar mizayva. If he purifies himself from his zav, yavi karmel, he'll bring a karmel, afpi, shu mitzar, even though he's still a mitzar. Now, how could you say that I thought mitzar doesn't bring his karbanas? Well, kumaki and kashal, my depreciates, so it's difficult according to what we interpreted. It's also difficult because according to everyone, Mitzray doesn't send his karbanos. And Gemara Megillah sounds like that Mitzray that was purified from his Eva would bring his karbanos. Well, make so. But here, so the answer is to the Ari Hassan Lane carbon. Actually, there's not too much regarding bringing a carbon. Elishi tar midim mishkam maishav. It just means that the zav who has the severity of mishkam maishav that the chamira have between Mitzray. That's a chomer that he has more than Mitzray. So if he purifies from the ziva, he'll be able to purify himself even though he still has a negative tzaras. But you're right, he's not going to bring a carbon because the Mitzray cannot bring a carbon. But since says the Mitzray in. What you have to analyze is the perikol of zavachim and zavachim and zavachim and the base. Well, perikol getting give more getting of chavchas and base because the first ksas there explains a little bit of the dini smicha, the laws of leaning on the carbon. She talks about that the owner has to lean on it. Then can ain't tami of karmenes, so you can't say a tami even not a mitzvah that he brings his carbons because he can't come into the megdish to lean on his carbon. So not like we had said up until now.